Moving along to agenda item number 6, spills, leaks, investigation, and cleanup. Mr. Briggs.
Yes, indeed. We have a written report on spills, leaks, investigation, and cleanups. We do not propose to have any presentation on that, so we're available for questions.
Okay, any questions from the board?
Just one, Mr. Chair, on the Scotts Valley dry cleaners. Is there any additional information since the report was printed out?
Karen is here. Karen Steckling.
Good morning, Chairman of the Board, members of the Board. I'm Karen Steckling. And the only new information we have is some recent sampling data. Some concentrations did go up in the wells that are being used as extraction wells, which indicates that we're pulling some mass out that has been sitting there for a while. Monitoring well 9 went up to 2,200 parts per billion PCE, and then monitoring well 20 up to 3,500 parts per billion. And that's about it. There was one work plan that was mentioned in the staff report that we received that we did not disapprove, but we actually were wanting some deep wells installed to further investigate that deeper aquifer there since there's only one well. And so that work plan request is still out there right now. We haven't heard back if they're going to install shallow wells in addition to those deep wells, but most likely just the deeper monitoring wells.
Are they still continuing to extract on a 7-day, 24-hour?
Yes, it's been a continuous operation. I have not heard of any reason they've had to shut down. And
the property owner is working with the staff?
Property owner has been cooperating. They've extracted about 27,000 gallons just since about a month ago. So. Yeah, they're cooperating, and the latest I've heard from the Water District is they're continuing to cooperate in providing treatment for that well, that municipal well. So, yeah.
Are we continue to have problems getting access to locations that we want to put monitoring wells in? I know there was some problems with Scotts Valley giving permits to do so. Is that alleviated?
I have not seen any problems with that. The Pratts do. Our responsible party does own most of the property on the north side of Mount Hermon Road and the south side, and so they haven't had any problems there. And the county and the water district have been giving permits for all the new well installations.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you.